Today, I'm going to explain how much money NFL players make for going to the Super Bowl. What's happening, Panda Nation? Peter Von Panda. It's Super Bowl season. NFL playoffs are here, and it's exciting. Your team might be in the running. And as a Detroiter, as a person who grew up in the middle of Detroit, and let me say this. I know Eminem said he grew up in Detroit, but as far as I can tell, he grew up privileged compared to me. So in terms of street cred, my cred is here and everyone else's is here. So Detroit raised. I have a certain love of the Detroit Lions and the other Detroit teams, but the Lions are the big one for many reasons for me, you know, because it's more of a, I don't know, universal fanship, say hockey or even basketball. In that regard. And the other thing I really like about football is the shorter schedule. I should say, like, the fewer games played. So you don't need to be as much of a diehard sometimes when you're watching baseball and you have to watch all the 100 games and basketball, all these games and hockey, all these games. It's just nice that there's a game a week. You know what I'm saying? That's why I like the football season. How about you? I'm curious. Who's your NFL team? Throw it in the chat. If you do, I will give you a shout out here. Because I am live, real live in person. But basically what I wanted to do here is I was curious personally about what NFL players would make in the postseason. And what really spurred this on is just my own curiosity. But I know that Reynolds, one of the receivers on the Detroit Lions, had some incentives in his contract that he had to get another touchdown and he needed like 45 additional yards before the end of the regular season to hit a $250,000 bonus for the yardage and a $250,000 bonus for touchdowns. And they tried in the last game. They tried against the Vikings to get him those numbers. They actually got him the yardage, but they didn't get him the touchdown, although they did throw a touchdown pass to them to him that he didn't catch. So between those two, he would have gotten another $500,000, but he got a $250,000. And I think from my perspective, you think about some of those numbers and some of those bonuses, and you're just so used to and desensitized by the huge incomes of NFL players that you're like, does that matter? Does $250,000? But not everyone's making that. Now, the NFL does have some minimums. I think it's like $800,000 or $900,000. So you might even say, does $250,000 make? Yeah, I think that's pretty impressive. Does a $40,000 bonus matter? Probably. Does a $15,000 fine matter? Sure. I want to just go over here a couple of things. I want to talk about what players will make if they go to the postseason, what they will get if they win in the postseason. And then I also want to talk a little bit about the specifics. First of all, what do players get paid if they go into that wild card round? And NFL players on teams that win their division, so like the Detroit Lions, will get, because of the bargaining agreement, $46,500 additional for winning their division and getting to that wild card round. Now, if you get into the wild card round and you lose, you'll be paid, my understanding, this is just from what I found online, $41,500. So a little bit less, $5,000 less. So you actually make something just by getting into the postseason, even if you lose. Now, what's interesting about that is that the team, the number one seed who has a bye, will also get the $41,500. What's funny to me about that, and probably doesn't make sense to me, is that I feel like you should get the $46,500 because there's almost an incentive to play that first week and win because you get $5,000 more. So you shouldn't penalize someone for actually playing better in the regular season and not playing that first round. I get that they're not playing at all and that there's an advantage to getting rested and healthy and making sure you're not eliminated in the first week. But the Niners players should have got the $46,500 instead of $41,500. Just my thought on incentives, the economics of it. Probably not a big deal. Probably they don't care. $5,000. That's my guess. Although, like I said, for the rest of us that are living in the real world, dude, $5,000, big deal. $40,000, big deal. $250,000, big deal. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people aren't making that in a year. A lot of people are busting their hump. This guy, who has two thumbs and busts his hump, that's the walking around. Now, divisional round. So we get past wildcard round. Now we're in the divisional round. The players will get paid $46,500 for participating in the second round of the playoffs, right? So that's pretty exciting. Just a smidge step up. Basically the same as what you would get if you won the wildcard round. So, you know, what's cool about this is over a couple of weeks, all of a sudden you're like $93,000 to the better. That's not a bad 2 weeks of work. All right. Conference championship. So NFC or AFC, NFL players who compete in the NFC or AFC championships are paid $69,000. 69. I don't know where they come up with these numbers sometimes. I feel, is it just like they calculated some sort of pool of money that they would make available and then they divided it and they come up with this number? Like, why not just round it to 7 or even honestly 60? It's just like this weird number that makes it seem like there was a lot of diligence and calculation that went into it. But $69,000, $70,000 almost, that's pretty good. So now you get through a few rounds and dude, you're making some serious money here. 100 and a half, buck and a half here. All right. Now what happens if they go to the Super Bowl? NFL players who win the Super Bowl are paid $157,000. So you go all the way, you spend this last month, that December, I guess now you have to go all the way to February, but you get another $300,000 for walking away from the Super Bowl champs, the accumulated money throughout the playoffs. However, the losers will also get a little consolation money, $82,000, a little more than half of that. There's something, there's some walking away money there. I know that you'd rather have the additional money and the win, but you definitely get paid for going there, just a little bit more than the conference championship. So I was just curious about that. Are players invested in winning? Sure. You win it all, another $300,000. I tell you what, if you're getting paid league minimum, $800,000-$900,000, all of a sudden, now you're at $1.2 million for the year. That's pretty awesome. That would be something you didn't expect. That's a Lamborghini Huracan right there for you, minus the taxes and all that jazz. But, or in my case, my preference would be the Maserati MC20 Cielo, the retractable hardtop. That would be, that'd be what I'd treat myself to. I think it just about paid for itself. I might have to throw in a couple bucks still, but that is pretty cool. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention here is you might be saying like, that's good money, but for some of these guys getting paid $50 million a year, doesn't really matter. You can, through your agent and negotiating with your team, put additional bonuses in for some of these benchmarks, any benchmark really, but especially postseason benchmarks. So as a Lions fan, I will tell you, according to Jared Goff's quarterback contract here, he has a base salary of $22.9 million, pretty good money, $22.9 million. But he can increase that by almost $1.9 million by winning the Super Bowl and being named Super Bowl MVP, assuming that he plays in the Super Bowl. So if he's injured and not playing and doesn't take a snap, no big deal. But it actually says, at least to the point of this article, participating in 1% or more of Detroit's offensive plays in the Super Bowl are worth $945,000. And Patrick Mahomes, who may go there, will earn $1.25 million if Kansas City advances to the Super Bowl. And who else? Oh, Josh Allen would make $1 million, but he has to play 60% of the offensive plays. Less guaranteed. So what I'm saying here is that you have a guy, an agent, a gal, who's negotiating your behalf, you might want to just throw some of those things in there for the postseason, especially if you're not getting paid a lot. Because you know what? If I'm an owner and you say, hey, will you pay me a handsome bonus if I win the Super Bowl? I'd do it because I'd be like, I'm going to win the Super Bowl. Yeah, I'd pay anything. Yeah, who cares? Negotiate it early. It's like being part of a startup company and then saying, hey, if we get successful, hopefully you'll take care of me. No, you want to negotiate that before you're successful. You want to negotiate that when the owners and the investors are just elated to have you talking about massive success and will give up the farm to you if you get successful. When you get successful, it's there in contract. But don't ever, that's a personal life lesson for me, don't ever just assume that they'll do it later. I can tell you another story. Joined a startup out of college, two guys, two owners, and one of the end games there was to potentially sell to another company, which they did. And the story at the time, the line, the message was, we'll take care of everyone. We get this, we get the deal done, we'll take care of everyone. What we didn't know is that taking care of meant the company would be taken out to a nice dinner after the acquisition. So yeah, get it in writing early. So anyway, that's it. That's all I wanted to say. For the teams that are going to the Super Bowl, I'd like to say that's my Lions, but it's going to be a tough few weeks if that is. Those Ravens look darn good. Getting past the Niners could be very tough. Even the Buccaneers, which I feel like we should win today, isn't a gimme, and anything can happen, and I'm really afraid of a trap game. because I think Lions are favored for the Bucs game, and you know how that goes. Anyway, just wanted to share that with you. Who are you rooting for? Did you know that they make money? Did you know that's a decent amount of money? Or do you not think it's a lot of money? So that's what I'm curious. But until then, let's settle in, stay warm, light up the fire, pour yourself a hot toddy, and enjoy the football while we've got it. And then in the spring, what I will do is I will just record myself gaming on Madden and upload those, and so you will have your football picks. No, I won't. All right, that's it. Peter Von Bianna, out.